This is a picture of a scene that is going to take place someday in heaven at the throne of God. You see, you can't change your past, but you can determine your destiny by deciding for Christ. And when you do that, Christ changes your past. He wipes out all the sins of the past.
If you gotta start somewhere, why not here? If you gotta start sometime, why not now? If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now.
Choose you this day, not tomorrow, this day, whom you're going to serve. And many of you are going to have to decide tonight what is the number one priority in your life. All the way through the Bible, choices, choices, choices.
Tonight's the night for the sinners and the saints to wear.
Tonight, he's willing to come into your heart and change the direction of your life and give you a peace and a joy that you've never known before. And the people ask me why I continue to preach. And I answer, because the word of the Lord has come unto me, and he tells me to go and proclaim his gospel as long as I have breath.
Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world. Love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night for the sinners and the saints to worlds collide in a beautiful display. It's all love tonight. When we step across the line, we can sail across the sea to a city with one king.
A message of repentance, yet the people of Nineveh believe his message. And the Bible says that the greatest revival, the greatest evangelistic campaign in the history of the world took place in Nineveh. It was a city probably of 600,000 people, and the whole city from the king on down repented.
Oh, tonight could last forever.
God had mercy upon not only the king, but all the people, and all the people were saved. That could happen here.
Tonight's the night for the sinners and the saints to world collide in a glorious display. Cause it's so love tonight. When we step across the line, we can sail across the sea to a city.
Somebody here worthy. He is the lion. The root of David hath prevailed to receive a new heart from him. I ask you to come tonight. I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat all over this great auditorium and come and stand quietly and reverently here in front. As an indication that you're receiving Christ, that you want a new heart and a new life from this moment on, that you're going to change the direction of your life. The Holy Spirit has been speaking. He's been preparing your heart. Now you come and receive Christ.